Alan. Chapter 4. I don't understand. I thought he was up for parole. Why would he do something stupid like this? I asked Kyle, who'd picked me up from the subway and driven me home just to have this conversation.
That seems to be the million-dollar question, Al, Kyle replied, pulling up in front of my house.
His smooth, dark-skinned face was tense, like he was carrying the weight of the world on his short, muscular frame.
I just hope Jay doesn't do anything stupid and get himself killed.
Tell me about it, I sighed, genuinely concerned. Jay had always been a wild card, even as a kid. You, Will, and Jay are the only family I have left, other than Cassie.
Kyle and I sat in his car silently, each of us lost in thoughts of our fugitive friend, until I reached for the door handle and he grabbed my wrist. Hey, there's still a chance the Marshals might be contacting you like they did to me and Will. You be careful. These guys have orders to shoot first and ask questions later. He gave me the sternest of looks.
I will, but I doubt I'm even on their radar, I told him, and he nodded his agreement. The only reason we could both be so confident was because, unlike him and Will, I'd never gone to see Jay in prison or spoken to him on the phone. I'd wanted to. Hell, twice I even drove down to North Carolina, where he spent his first 3 years incarcerated. But I just couldn't bring myself to see the closest person I had to a brother locked up like that. I did, however, give Kyle money to put in his commissary every month and a gift package every holiday. But nothing was ever in my name or official.
Oh, and Al, if by chance Jay tries to contact you, tell him to stay away from my house and my office if he doesn't want to get caught. Will's too. They've got people watching us. I nodded, then stepped out of the car, heading up the walkway.
I hadn't gone 5 feet before Kyle beeped his horn, rolling down his window with a goofy grin on his face.
Hey, on a happier note, how are things in paradise?
Everything's great. Couldn't be better. I was now grinning too. Kyle and Will were always teasing me about my 8-month marriage. Cassie and I were the butt of every newlywed joke you could imagine. Cassie's home. Why don't you come on in? I'll throw a couple of steaks on the grill and we can throw back some cold ones like the old days.
Wish I could, but...